Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to jump over to Jefferson Parish. We're joined by Jennifer Van Ranken, Councilwoman at Large there. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Noel. Thanks for keeping everybody updated over the past day or two.
It is our pleasure. I understand you've been making your way around the parish. What are you seeing?
Yeah, you know, it was a little surreal because my original plan was first thing this morning at daylight to head down to Lafitte and maybe down to Grand Isle. When I checked in with those mayors this morning, Grand Isle, for example, Mayor Commerdell said they had about 80 to 90% of their power on.
Yeah.
So what that tells me is hardening of our infrastructure and our power poles works because he was not out of power as they normally would be. Then I spoke with the mayor of Lafitte, and he said, you know, it was nothing they couldn't handle. They built a wall of sandbags that kept the majority of the water out. So again, what that says is if we give Lafitte permanent structures where those sandbags, you know, get deployed with volunteers, that works. The real problem in this storm is on the east bank, the upper Jefferson portion of our parish. And that really was surprising to me. I live in Metairie. I'm born and raised there. And so I started in the Metairie area. We found some of our traditional locations, like along Metairie Road, where we have low spots that we know are problems. Businesses, let's say, in that Metairie Road at Causeway Corridor, around Gennaro's, around there's a new little wine shop there. Those businesses got water. Sal Snowballs, they said they had an inch of water in their building. So our traditional areas in Metairie got water. But then later this morning, as I moved to the Kenner area where we saw the most massive power outages, and we know, look, this is Mother Nature, as you've said, that decides where the most rain is going to fall. But it's a combination of, okay, what is Mother Nature dealing us and how do we best prepare? So when we got to Kenner, we saw people who were doing what we all dread, pulling their carpet out, pulling out sheetrock, pulling out sofas. And we went from an inch or two, let's say in that Metairie Road corridor, to homes in the Kenner area around Joe Yenny Boulevard and Platt Drive, the Driftwood neighborhood. People told me they had 2 to 3 feet. And that's something I don't remember, Noel, from, you know, except like those May floods of old or major, major storms. So we know Mother Nature was most brutal in that area, and now we also have to figure out, were there any other things that were either not working or, you know, that contributed to what Mother Nature was just dumping in mass? Because, and it's not about pointing fingers. To me, it's about, okay, let's get all the good information and the good facts that we have, and then can we plan better? Can we double capacity somewhere? You know, can we put generators somewhere as a backup? So we're really going to focus in that Kenner area. on all the good information we can gather, and then figure out what might we need to do to better prepare against Mother Nature in the future in that area particularly.
I think what we're going to find in the end, Jennifer, is that whatever the situation was, the pumping capacity wasn't going to handle. It's why I asked for rain gauge readings when I first came in this morning at New Orleans International Airport, 7.3 inches. At Elmwood, 7.7. And, you know, so what that tells me is the average rainfall across that geographic region was extremely high. And I happened to be home at the period of time, and just I came back on air at 8 o'clock last evening. And we had talked to Michael, Mayor Glazer in Kenner, and pretty much all things were okay. You know, it wasn't anything out of the ordinary. And then we had two bands move across this area and dropped an extraordinary amount of water on the street. And we're seeing what happened in Orleans. We're seeing what happened in Jefferson. And then it kind of dissipated, although Covington ended up with 6.6 inches of rain. We didn't see the intensity that we saw here on the South Shore. And I think it just buried the system. And the next thing we know, I mean, we're seeing, I'm getting text messages, water's coming up, what's going on? Are the pumps working? We're making the calls, you know, the pumps are working. They just, we got behind the eight ball. As you said, Mother Nature dealt us a card that was going to be really hard to figure out how to play it, you know.
I agree. Yeah, and that's why I don't want to be about pointing fingers. The finger is just that we live where we live.
And it was just one of those weird happenstances.
You know,
it reminded me of that May 3rd flood. You know, it was like it's raining, it's raining, and then all of a sudden a cell moves across and freezes on top of us and drops more rain than I think ever, maybe. And, you know, next thing we know, we're swimming. You know, it was crazy.
That's what we heard from the neighbors in the Kenner area where I was just talking about. They said it was between 8 and 9 last night. They saw the water start to come up, and it was continuing until about, they said, 1 in the morning. So I would be really curious to get the data on what specific amount of rain in those hours was dumped in that area of Kenner, because that's going to give us good data on, like, how many inches past our capacity. We can only move half an inch an hour. And if you're getting what you're talking about, 7, 8 inches, we don't have that capacity.
No.
Now, I do know we have some information on some pumps that we did have some trouble with, and mechanical stuff fails.
Yeah,
you know,
the Duncan Canal lost a third of its pumping capacity,
which
would affect that Kenner area, because that's where Duncan is.
That's correct.
And you would see it backing up more. And that's why I was curious about the rain gauges, because it seemed to me that no matter if we were at full capacity or diminished capacity, in the end, it may not have made a difference, quite frankly.
Correct.
The only difference it would have made is how fast it was going to ultimately end up pumping the water out, but I don't know that it would have impacted the elevation of the water there.
One thing, if I could mention, you know, one of the things we've struggled with is when we try to get money from the federal government, like for example in the area that's dependent on Station 6, you know, that the federal government has to do this cost benefit analysis, and if the cost of home flooding doesn't justify building, let's say, a pump to the river project, we can't ever get it approved and move forward. So one of the things that's going to be super important this time is if every business and every home that took water into their primary structure, we need to accurately document that, because it truly might change some of those formulas that we've been struggling against, and it might make the difference to push us over in a positive way to be able to partner and make upgrades that are just cost prohibitive right now. So if everybody that had structural flooding can email us at the parish, I know our email is simple. It's jennifer@jeffparish.gov, jennifer@jeffparish.gov. Tell us where you flooded. And of course, we're going to do this strategically, but we want to gather all of the information we can, because if it helps us justify major projects that we can use to improve our drainage, then that's a win coming out of this for our future.
Absolutely. No doubt. Thank you so much for the update. Appreciate you joining us. I know you're busy, and we'll check in with
you later.
Thanks so much, Neil. Thank you. Jennifer Van Rankin, Councilwoman at Large.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.